Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, Shows and Tours, Get Fit and Makeover, or Restaurants and Romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and Because We Love You down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnette has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnette.com or 322-2268. $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Joey, 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 Joe.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show.
Oh, Joey.
From her Tockwitz Loft studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. TGIF. And Cinco de Mayo. It's Friday, May 5th. Welcome to the Joey English Show. We'll celebrate everything, won't we? We're building up to Mother's Day. Are you with me early morning drive time? Are you with me early afternoon drive time? Or you can be with me anytime on my website. Check us out on our Facebook page. We always say we don't care where you listen or when you listen, just so you do. I want this to be the best hour of your day. And when you're finished and you go to that Cinco de Mayo party tonight, you'll be the most informed person in the party. Uh-oh. Okay. You know the routine by now. Have you got your daytime or close by?
This is Friday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, let's review the week. Monday, May 1st was National Mother Goose Day. Tuesday, May 2nd was National Baby Day. Wednesday, May 3rd was National Lumpy Rug Day. Thursday was National Orange Juice Day. And today is National Astronaut Day. I'll have to tell my friend Mary Bono because she married an astronaut. Now, this is the name of the group. Acapello. Not acapello. But it's a It's a group called Acabello, A-C-A-B-B-E-L-O. They're going to do Bach and Baccarat. Oh, that's cute. No, not Baccarat. That's the crystal. Bach and Baccarat, the music. Maybe there's some Baccarat, too. May 6th, 7th, and 13th. Isn't that fun? At PS Underground. Here's the website. Acabello, spell it for you. acabello.org. Okay. Agua Caliente Casino in Palm Springs in the Cascade Lounge presents After Dark. Friday and Saturday night dance party, and Sunday it's Latin nights. AquaCalienteCasinos.com. Creative Arts Temple with Rabbi Jerry Cutler, who married my cousin. One of their children is getting married this month. Presents Creative Arts Temple Friday Night Live. Streaming brief Shabbat services with the Cutlers. Selected Friday nights at 6 p.m. Check them out. Facebook, YouTube, their live stream. CreativeArtsTemple.org. Okay, I love the first Friday of the month. Well, I love Fridays anyway. I love TGIF. I love Cinco de Mayo. And I love Xochitl Pena. I learned to say her name and spell it. She's here from?
Desert Water Agency.
Do you celebrate Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah.
Are you a Latina?
I am. And
I like that word, by the way. Hi, I'm a Latina.
It does kind of roll off the tongue nicely.
I'm J-Lo.
I love J-Lo, by the way.
Oh, man. I'm not sure how I feel about him.
Her husband?
Yeah, you know. Second time around or whatever it is.
I know, right?
She's so professional and such a businesswoman. And she's trying so hard to... We're gossiping, Rick, if you want to cover your ears. She's trying so hard to help him with his drinking and his cigarettes. But, honey, you've been engaged to him twice, married to him now. That can't be news.
She knows what she got into.
She did. And she's such a businesswoman.
It was great having her here for the film festival, before COVID hit.
Yes. Everybody comes to Palm Springs.
I know they do.
What was the line in Casablanca? Everybody comes to Rick's. Rick. Yeah, forget Casablanca. Okay, here we come into summer. Do you know anything about fertilizing or seeding or weed abatement?
Well, I do not.
Okay, check that off.
I know, I apologize. But
no, you don't have to.
But you're right. The heat is, you know, it's coming. Summer's around the corner. It already feels like summer. And with the summer heat comes increased water use, unfortunately.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So it's important for people this time of year to check their irrigation system, make sure it's in proper working order so that there is less water waste, and they can help save water by fixing all the little broken sprinkler heads they might have.
I was reporting when you told us that Governor Newsom has lifted the drought restriction that had nothing to do with not watering during daylight hours or asking for water in a restaurant. It's a different apples and oranges, right?
Yes. However, I'm glad that you brought that up, because since the last time I was here,
okay,
our board of directors at DWA, they did approve easing back on more of those restrictions.
Oh, good.
So we have moved from level 2 of our water shortage contingency plan to level 2, which means some of those restrictions, watering during daylight hours and restaurants providing water without having their customer request it, are no longer.
So did we go from 1 to 2, or do we go from 3 to 2?
We went from 2 to 1.
Oh.
Yes, I know. And then that might be kind of confusing. People might not really care from, you know, what level 2 to level 1 means. But what it does mean is that we've eased those restrictions. Our customers can now water during daylight hours.
Okay.
However, we still recommend that they water early in the day and later in the evening, because especially with the summer, you know, around the corner, there's a lot of evaporation, water loss. So when you do it early and later, there's less evaporation and there's more time for the water to soak into the grounds and really reach those plants.
I've got to go over to my hardware store and get somebody to talk to us about how to care for our lawns and bushes and things in the heat. I lost a lot of things last year.
Oh, no.
Yep. And it's always kind of sad. What's that poem, Only God Can Make a Tree? When I lose a palm tree, it makes me very sad.
Well, so people, you know, should still be watering their trees, make sure they're nice and healthy. But there are ways that people can be smart about their watering. Like I said, check their irrigation system.
Yes.
Make sure there aren't any, breaks in their lines.
Especially in our older homes where everything is galvanized pipe.
Exactly. And, you know, and there are some things that you can look for.
Okay, tell me.
So you can look for water that is, you know, running down your driveway or your, down the street. That definitely means you're watering too much.
Gosh, yes.
Let's see. What are some other ones? Oh, yes. Moss on the soil. If you've noticed in areas that there's moss that's starting to develop, that means that there's a lot of water getting to that one area and there could be a broken pipe underneath. And also, if you notice low flow in some of the sprinkler heads, that means there could be a clog
in between,
something going on down there. So those are some of the things to look for. And it's always important to, just keep your eyes open. And if you do notice anything, definitely, try to get them repaired and fixed.
Put your bathing suit on. Turn the sprinkler on test and just walk through it while it runs.
You can have some fun while you're doing it, right? Feel like a kid again.
What should we do? It's Cinco de Mayo. Make a margarita. Now, I would think it'd be better to water at night because if you water in the morning, the sun's going to be coming up and getting hotter. Isn't it better to water at night? Then it's cooler longer?
Well, or early in the morning, or like before sunrise.
Okay.
So that definitely gives the ground time to kind of have it soak in.
When does it get? Isn't the hottest part of the day 4 o'clock or some strange statistic like that?
Exactly. So that's why you have some time if you do it early in the morning.
I forgot. I do know a few things that I've learned over the 28 years on this show, right? Just kind of pick and choose once in a while.
And if people need any help with looking for leaks outdoors or even inside, we have a lot of resources on our website at dwa.org/leaks.
How fun.
We have some DIY checklists, and we actually show people step by step how they can check for leaks, even in their, with their pool, their toilet, how they can use their water meter to check for leaks as well. So it's all on our website. If people need, an explainer to really show them how to do it, they can go to our website.
I've got a question, and you may want to take this one home for homework because I'm ambushing you. I've got all these old pipes, and a lot of them are not underground anymore. They're old galvanized pipes, and over the years, whatever happens. Is there some way of determining if water's still running through them, or if we could, isn't there a pressure, or can you listen? Or I'd just like to cut them and cap them off and get rid of them.
Wow, that is a good question, and I have no idea. I will take notes.
How you can check if old galv, because some of it might be underground, and we have a lot of old homes here. Mm-hmm. Palm Springs just celebrated our 85th anniversary. My house will be 100 next year, so there's a lot of us who would like to know about that. That's your homework assignment, my dear.
Thank you. I will get to work on that.
Okay, curtain number one from Dear Soshi was The new thing that her board of directors has eased back on the restrictions for early morning or for watering during daylight, and a little bit of easing back on water in the restaurants without requesting it, we've gone from 2 to 1, and we want to be number one. That's good. Curtain number 2, she taught us how to look for leaks down the street, moss that's growing anywhere, low flow in sprinklers, all kinds of hints. And curtain number 3 is, if you need help looking for leaks, go to dwa.org/leaks. More. Yep.
That's right. Well, so we've eased back on some restrictions, but it's probably important to remind people that we still have other restrictions in place that we've always had that are just good to share with people.
Well, I've forgotten those.
Some restrictions that we've always had in place are, don't run your sprinklers during or for 48 hours after it rains.
That I remember.
Exactly.
That's not going to come up again for several months.
Exactly. So people don't have to worry about that.
Right.
If you're going to rinse your car or wash your car, you need an automatic shut-off nozzle. You're not supposed to wash down hardscape.
That's true.
Like your driveway. Sidewalk. Exactly. Patio. Use a broom. Just use a broom. If it gets a little dusty, dirty, use a broom.
I got a question. I saw a restaurant washing down the street. Can you call and report that?
That is considered, that is considered a violation. Okay. And people can report water waste that they see out in the community.
Yes.
Go to our website, dwa.org/report. And people can do it anonymously.
Yes.
They don't need to leave their name. It's good to let us know, because there could be a neighbor that has no idea that they have a broken sprinkler. And
that makes all our bills go up.
So, well, it definitely makes their bill go up.
Hello.
So
I hope you like your neighbor. Thanks, sweetheart.
Oh, sure.
Good job. It's Joey English along with Sochi Pena. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.